This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Big O, what do you think of Max Case saying the Pats can make the playoffs this year? I think there's a 24-hour news cycle, and you kind of got to talk about it. And you got to create any kind of talk that you can. And the Pats become an the Pats are, look, the thing about the Patriots is they are this lightning rod subject, right? Because of all the winning, you hate them. Because of all the winning, you're dying for them to lose, right? Then you've got all the cheating scandals going on. And so people obviously hold that against them, Spygate, Deflategate, you name it, the Bengals Gate, all of that. What did we name that Bengals Gate one? What was that one called?
When you associate having to cheat and Bengals in the same sentence, it speaks to like it's they were trying to cheat. Who?
What was that gate? Because we had Deflategate and we had Spygate, and this was another Spygate version of it. But what was it called? Bungles Gate? I don't get it. I don't remember that one. I don't remember what gate we gave it. But it's such a hot-button subject, the Patriots. And I think a lot of people are going to take pleasure in watching them crumble, too, because that's how we are in this society. We'll build you up, and then we love to tear your ass down. You know what I mean? It's just that's just the way to – let's build Tiger up, and then let's tear him down every chance we get, you know? It's kind of what we do. We build up all of our presidents – we vote them in, and then we tear them all down, every one of them. Doesn't matter what side of the political aisle you're on, we tear them all down. And so it's what we do. And the Patriots, it's people have had enough of the Patriots. You know, it's kind of when the Bulls were on the run, you got enough of Michael Jordan. When Kobe and Shaq were doing that, I've seen enough. You know, when the Yankees go on their, enough. The Red Sox got annoying to a point. Hell, the city of Boston got annoying because every team was winning titles there. You know what I mean? So this is kind of part of it. And it's a subject because there's also this aura around the Patriots and the culture and everything that was in place for the Steelers for many years until Chuck Noll left. And it was in place for Tom Landry, and then it kind of ran out of gas until Jimmy was able to then resurrect it. And it was smoking red hot with Walsh. And then, you know, a little bit of Seifert, but it kind of died out, and it's over. And it was over for a long time till recently, pretty much. And so dynasties come and go. Cultures rise and fall. And I think that's what kind of a lot of people with the Patriots, that's what the discussion is. Will the culture continue? Will the winning continue? Is Jarrett Stidham the guy? Because if he's not the guy, then, you know, how does Belichick overcome it? And the interesting part about it is we haven't seen Belichick minus Brady. And you can tell me all you want about 2008, but that's an aberration. That's just one year. It was a great team that lost its player, and that great team carried a really mediocre quarterback to an 11-5 record. And there have been 9-7, 10-6, 11-5 seasons all throughout the history of time that really didn't mean a lot, kind of like Miami's 11-5 in 2008. It really meant nothing because you weren't building to anything. It was a flukish year. You won on some wildcat crap early on in the season, and then that thing ran out of gas, and that team ran out of gas. But it was flukish. There was nothing substance about it. So my point is that this is what the mystery we're trying to solve, and this is the riddle that we keep cranking that box, and then the clown comes out. And we don't know what it's going to be. We have no idea what the jack-in-the-box is. Is it a bunch of wins and that they continue winning and they do enough to get in the playoffs, or they lose and they're out? Max Kellerman, he thinks they can make the playoffs. I think they're not even going to get to 500. I think they're going to be a bad football team. That's just me. I've watched great coaches lose it. I've watched all kinds of dynasties and great coaches and the demise of all that kind of stuff. So that's the problem, that I think we are prisoners of the moment at times, and we think we kind of forget that greatness comes and goes. And I think it's time for it to go now. I think Belichick had his run, and I think he had his run with his great quarterback. Now, unless I like Jared Stidham as a project, unless he is even better than what I thought, okay, and that he could actually become a quarterback this year in his first full year starting, I would be really shocked. That would be a real surprise. Jared Stidham has all the talent to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. He can do anything and everything you need in the NFL. All right? He and Drew Lock were two of the project-type guys that I liked last year in the draft. But I still don't think he's ready to lead a team right now. Kid's green. Can't expect that. I think the Patriots are going to struggle in a big-time way, and I think the Dolphins and the Bills are going to have an opportunity here. And no, I don't put the Jets in there because I don't buy Adam Gase. And Sam Darnold still is a sack of turnovers anyway. And with Adam Gase coaching him up. So that's my Patriot take.